Right in the middle of Teacher Appreciation Week, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, we're happy to have you watching CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, what the White House is calling an attempted terrorist attack on U.S. soil.
Both of them had assault rifles, came around the back of the car, and started shooting at the police car. The police officer in that car began returning fire and struck both men, taking them down.
This happened on Sunday night outside a controversial event in Garland, Texas. People had gathered at a convention center for an event that featured cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Drawing Muhammad is highly offensive to many Muslims. The two gunmen who attacked police at the convention center were the only ones killed. They're believed to be Islamic extremists, and the ISIS terrorist group said it was responsible for the attack. U.S. officials are trying to figure out how involved ISIS was. Next story today, Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia, on Tuesday. He's the first U.S. Secretary of State ever to go there. He was scheduled to meet with a number of Somali leaders. The country has a history of clan warfare, violence, and terrorism, but the Obama administration hopes that the Somalian government's work to improve security will take hold. From Secretary Kerry's address to the Somalian people,
the federal government is now working with the new regional administrations to enhance stability and sow the seeds of prosperity in every part of Somalia.
Last weekend, North Korea gave CNN exclusive access to interview a man accused of illegally entering the communist country. 21-year-old Won Moon-joo is a South Korean citizen who's a permanent resident of the U.S. He's a student at New York University who took a semester off. Ju says curiosity led him to North Korea and that he entered the country illegally from China, hoping to get arrested.
But I thought that some great event could happen, and hopefully that event could have a good effect in the relations between the North and South.
Ju says he's not sure exactly what kind of event he'd hoped for. He says he's willing to accept any punishment, which could include prison time, but he hopes that the North Korean government will let him go home. Stateside, eight people have officially announced their candidacy for U.S. president in 2016. Four senators, one former secretary of state and senator, one retired doctor, one former business executive. Now a former governor has joined them. Mike Huckabee served in the state of Arkansas. He announced yesterday that he'll be seeking the nomination for the Republican Party.